hold on to how I dress.
How about the rich man?
I don't want to change. Yeah, the rich man. That one young rich man came to the Lord. He said, one thing you lack. Go sell all that you have and follow me. And the rich man couldn't do it. There's one. If you lack one thing, if you're holding on to one thing in this world you don't want to let go of, you love this world more than God. You love this world more than Christ. His kingdom to come. He's not going to accept you into his kingdom if you're still holding on to Satan's kingdom.
Amen.
You can't serve two masters. So that's why the path is so narrow, and you have to press into the kingdom of God. Strive to enter into the kingdom of God. You got to fight your flesh. You got to fight this world. You got to fight false doctrine. You got to stay in the truth, nothing outside of the truth. It gets easier as time goes on, but...
And you know what? You know what's amazing? He's 26. You guys are 20. I'm 61. There's a good chance I'm going to be out of here, and I'm never going to see what the Bible talks about. This young generation, you guys have a really good chance of seeing what the Bible talks about, the end times. You've heard about it, the tribulation, the Antichrist coming. You know, I have a son who's like 38 years. He's not a Christian. My children were gone before I even became a Christian, but he would mock me and say, oh, Dad, no man could ever rule the world and become that popular and that famous. That was 10 years ago. You know who my son's been watching? Elon Musk. And my son now says to me, Dad, he said, I don't talk to my son very often. He lives in another state. We text once in a while, but I go see the grandchildren occasionally. But anyway, he says, Dad, I never thought one man could get such power and recognition and authority. He goes, I see how there could be an Antichrist rise up in today's world. It's coming, and you young people might live to see it. Lose your life before it comes, because guess what? If you're living for the world, when they say, take the mark of the beast, or go to a concentration camp and die. If you're living for the world, all right, I'll take the mark. I want to live on. If you've already left the things of the world, you go, no, 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 I'm faithful to Christ. You go, send me away and kill me. What are you going to do, kill me? I'm going home. And it's a matter of that. It's losing the life, as my young brother's saying. And the days are coming. Dark days are coming ahead. I might live to see it. I believe we're that close. But you guys definitely, if you live on, you're going to see the perilous times that are coming. The world is being set up. Remember COVID? That's nothing compared to what's coming with the Antichrist. He's going to lock down the system. He's going to force everyone to do his will. He's going to force a one-world pagan religion. And here's the thing. We're teaching you to be discerning and seek truth. If you're not discerning, you don't seek truth. When that one-world pagan religion comes, nobody's going to know the difference. They're going to go, oh, I believe in God, and they're all going to follow the pagan religion. If you know Christ and you have his spirit and you're discerning and you've hidden the word in your heart, you think you'll be deceived? You guys have been listening a long time. Anybody got any questions? Anybody else want a gospel card that didn't get one? Okay. Any questions? Are you an Anabaptist, sir?
Well,
I mean,
my background is, I am not an Anabaptist.
You go to an Anabaptist church?
No.
No?
Yeah,
no. Okay, I'm just asking. Because I have a different card for the Anabaptist than I have for...
We don't go to any denomination church.
Well, okay, so you go to like a Christian fellowship or something?
We're just going...
Here, do you know about Anabaptist ways? You'll like this one, too.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Sir, would you like a gospel card, sir? That'll show you the true path to eternal life, not what the Anabaptists and even the non-denominational churches are teaching. They're not teaching the truth.
And that's why we come.
It's on there, yeah. And that's why we come to these places. We withstand their mockery. Were you here? No one was singing till I showed up. Then they all start singing and acting in mockery. And then we start witnessing to these nice young men, and they tried to stop these young men from hearing the gospel. That's wickedness. That is wickedness. Yeah, and so the spirits have gone out into the world, and there's deception all over. And I've met a lot of Anabaptists that I think have demons. I really do. And Satan that have demons.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we it's a spiritual battle, right? Yeah, yeah. Amen. So, yeah, check it. Do you go on the internet?
No.
Okay, well, whatever. My website's there. If you ever want help or encouragement, my email's on there. I'd love to encourage you in the truth. Or I'll be here all day if you want to talk more.
No, I can't stay here all day. I'm just going past.
Okay. Okay. I assumed you might have been with them. But yeah, go deep in the scriptures. Even your own church, test it to the word of God. Because if they're keeping a corrupted gospel that doesn't call you completely out of the world, if they're practicing the pagan holidays like Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, these are not of God. Even the Sunday building system. God didn't ordain that. He did away with the building. Sunday's not the Lord's day. Sitting in a ritual service, that's not even really a worship service. You know what worship is?
This is worship.
Serving God. But see, the churches are training people to go sit, do a worship service, and then go in the world and live their life. That's why you have Pinecraft. Idle foolishness.
Yeah. Well, see, it really comes I go to church. We have a church building in Missouri there. That we go
Missouri?
To,
yes. Where are you from in Missouri?
Lynn.
L-I-N-N. Honey, come here. This is my wife's sister, Robin. Do you live in Missouri?
Yes.
He lives in Missouri. Lynn, Missouri. We had, for 5 years, a homestead in Rocky Mount.
Rocky Mount.
Yeah, Eldon.
Eldon,
Osage Beach. We never lived there full time, but as we traveled, we sold our place in Wisconsin, bought a place in Missouri. Now we sold that. That's our house right there, that little white van. That's our house. We sold everything to do this. So that's something. Well, that, so what? Do you, you're down here on vacation.
We live in Missouri. Our home is in Missouri, but about 4 months out of the year in the wintertime.
Yeah, yeah, you get out of there.
We live here.
Yeah, okay.
We own the property down here.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I would advise you, if you love God, to stay away from the Anabaptists, because when the lightning bolts fall, you don't want to get the sparks to get you. And come out of the world and come out of those false religious ways. All right?
I go to church, but...
You must be born again. Hey, young men, thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Let us know how we can ever help you. All you people that listen, let us know if we can help you. Yeah. But see, going to church isn't going to save you. That's not salvation. So you believe you're born again?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so what do you do with, what should a Christian who's born again do with his life?
Do with what, his life?
Yeah,
well,
what
he's
should
gotta
he do?
He's got to make a living for his
Okay, yeah, yeah. So younger men like my brother has to work. I'm retired. I don't. You're probably retired.
Yes.
Okay. So older people can retire. Younger men have to make a living. But other than making a living... Did God call us to do more than
bocce
ball?
You're doing it.
Right. But, you know, an idle life, a carnal life, a life that does not... I come here, I've been coming here for about 4 or 5 years. I come here and I ask old Anabaptist men, and I say, do you care that your neighbors are dying going to hell? Do you know I've never met one Anabaptist man yet that says, yes, I'm concerned about that and we should preach the gospel more. You know what they all say to me? No. No, let them read the Bible.
No.
And I know the Anabaptists down here, I don't know about you, but a lot of the Anabaptists down here are wealthy, because you can't buy a house here $400,000 unless you're wealthy. And what did Jesus say about it? Getting the riches of the world and living in the king's dainties. I think shuffleboard, bocce ball, all of that is the king's dainties.
Well,
so I have a question for you. Do you, you're down here, do you hang out with these guys?
Well, I mingle with
them. Okay, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
You seem like a sensible man. Do you see these young people standing here?
Yes.
Do you know what a terrible witness these people were to them?
Well.
Why don't you go tell them? You know what? Why don't you bring your Bible out to this man and refute him with scripture, not horns blaring, the old guy, I don't know, something wrong. Is there something wrong with that guy in the golf cart? Is he like, have a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
he's like hitting on me. This guy over here is singing. Nobody was singing until I showed up. Why don't you tell them that God's watching and that's very unbecoming. And if they care, they might have a demon. I don't know. If they care that they just had, were a terrible witness. These young men said that's a terrible witness for Christians. They see us talking calmly with people and you see all these foolish people acting like a bunch of carnal, sometimes drunken, singing, all that kind of stuff. God knows a man's heart, and you see it by their fruit. That one man there said, can I know people's hearts? No, I know their fruit.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so if you hang out with these men, one, I think you're in sin doing that. Two, if you do, you should tell them that's a terrible witness. They just destroyed some young men watching that. Wow, what a terrible witness. But remember something, sir. Paul said, by your associations, you can be corrupted. 1 Corinthians, watch out. Because if you believe they keep sin and false traditions and you hang out with them, that lightning bolt that comes down might be for you too.
Well, I tell you what, if you have the Holy Spirit within you, your Holy Spirit is going to let you know if you're...
I would agree, sir, but if your Holy Spirit doesn't tell you that this is not the place to be unless you're preaching the gospel, I think you might have a deceptive spirit.
Well,
your pastor, do you have a pastor or are you a pastor?
No.
Do you have a pastor or like ministers, elders?
No. The church back in Missouri.
What's the name of it? Because I'm from that area. What's the name of it?
It's the...
It's Mint Hill.
Yeah, Mint Hill.
Mint Hill.
Mint Hill Fellowship.
Okay. So what they're not doing is counseling you to do better with your life than to waste your time with a bunch of spiritually dead people.
Well,
They're not counseling you. Wisdom comes with age. You're an old man like me. We should have wisdom. These young men, my young brother here, are looking for men that have wisdom and go, are they in the truth of God? Are they discerning? Are they godly? Are they holy? Or are they carnal, foolish, and wasting their lives? Yeah, they know the difference. They're not dumb. They may be young and inexperienced, but they are not dumb.
Yeah, I go to the church, but I am not a part of the visible church. I am a part of the invisible church of Jesus.
But what I would caution you about, I hear that all the time. Ready? So what if I told you I'm not a Mormon? You know, Mormons are a cult. They have a totally different Jesus. Yeah. I'm not a Mormon, but I go there and I sing and I pray with them. Yeah. But I'm not part of them.
No.
You just connected yourself to that church. So if you go and you sing and you pray and you unite, you're united to them. If you go to a whorehouse and you lay with a harlot, you're united to it.
No. The reason
those are Bible terms, by the way.
Whore. No other church is because the other churches have denominations. We don't.
Yeah, but just because you don't have a denomination, sir, doesn't mean that you're biblical. Do you guys do Christmas and Easter? Acknowledge them in any way?
Well,
that means yes.
Well, that means each individual one.
As a body, do you come together on a church?
No.
Do the people there practice them?
It's a few.
So some of them are paganized, and that's okay. The leaders let that happen. Do some of them smoke pot, too?
No.
Why not? That's a sin, too. How about do some of them do fornication and adultery all over? How about are some of them drunks? Why would you make allowance for some sin but not others?
I don't. For myself.
Practicing pagan holidays and uniting to people that do it.
If just because I go to that church, I am not participating in their sins.
Actually, oh, yeah.
No,
if you're united to them and you don't stand against them, if you go and sing and pray with them, you're united to them. if you go and sing and pray with them, you are united to them. Paul said, lay hands quickly on no man. And guess what? You're in sin because you're disobeying God's word. You know why? Romans 16:17. That's why I'm not an Anabaptist. Romans 16:17 says, mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine. That's the Anabaptist.
Yes.
And avoid them. You're not obeying God's word. You're not avoiding those people in your church. You're united to them.
I believe.
That's not scripture.
No, I believe.
Is that scripture, brother?
No. I believe I'm going to that church to be a light to.
No, you're rebellious and sinful.
I can't.
You're rebellious and sinful because God says leave them and witness to them from the outside like I'm doing here. You're sinful by going and doing it inside. You know what? Let me tell you a story. I know a man who left the Anabaptists, okay? And many years ago, he contacted me about leaving the Anabaptist, and he said, I think something's wrong. And I said, there is something wrong. And he said, yeah. And I said, run. Showed him the truth, showed him the gospel, showed it all to him, God's word. I said, run, get out of there. No. I'm going to stay, and I'm going to, from the inside, be a light, and I'm going to show them the truth. And I think a lot of them are going to want the truth, and we're going to come together. And I said, I've been doing this a lot of years. Trust an older man. It's never going to happen. One or two, maybe, out of a couple hundred, maybe. That's a miracle.
Well, what should I do?
Wait, listen to me. He didn't listen.
Why are you recording him? He's got the best message you have.
He didn't listen, okay? He didn't listen. And here's what happened. He didn't listen. And he stayed with them. And he had to work out of himself later a spirit of contention and rebellion because he had to knock heads with all the leaders rather than here's what you should do. Go out from among them, 2 Corinthians 6, touch not the unclean thing. That's your church system.
It's not good.
You get your life in order. You get your life in order. You're lacking.
We don't have a church system.
You're lacking. You don't go to church on Sunday? I thought you said you go to church.
I go to church, but it's not in any system. It's just a group of Christians.
Yeah, I know that. But if there's people that keep false ways, here's what you do. You stand outside of them and you witness to them. And you call them out of their sin. If you were all in quicksand together and you wanted to save them, would you jump in with them?
No.
What would you do? Stand from firm ground and throw them a rope. You, like the Anabaptists, all jump in quicksand together and think there's safety in numbers as you're all going down.
Spiritually, I am not there.
You are, sir. If you go there and you unite to them, you're fooling yourself. They haven't taught you how to dress your temple.
No, they don't.
They haven't taught you how to preach the word with your head uncovered. That's all Bible doctrine, sir. They're not teaching you. See, people that you go and unite to, singing and praying should help you grow in your holiness. You don't want to be like the Anabaptists, sit in your sin and your flesh and in your demons.
You don't understand that church system.
Well, I see the fruit. I love you. I see the fruit. You're here. You're here on vacation with Anabaptists. What more rotten fruit do you need?
I am not here with the Anabaptists.
What more rotten fruit do I need?
You actually don't know that, man.
You don't? Are you preaching the gospel? What's the gospel? Preach it to me. Preach the gospel to me.
It's Jesus Christ, him crucified and going to heaven.
Okay. All right.
You believe that, and one with that, you're going to get to heaven.
Believe Jesus was crucified, died, and rose again.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, you live your life according.
How do I do that?
But your life, living your life according to that is not what's going to get you to heaven. Your physical life. What you live here.
That's a lie.
He is never going to get
That's
you
a lie.
No, it's not.
That's a lie. We don't work our way to heaven. Christ has the perfect righteousness, but if you're not working in righteousness, sin will bury you. It's a covenant. Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a covenant with your wife?
Of course I did.
You did your part, she did her part.
Yes.
Jesus has a covenant with us. He did his part perfectly. We have a part to do. You know what our part is? Follow and obey unto eternal life. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, continue in sound doctrine. The Anabaptists don't have that. Continue in sound doctrine by which you are saved and them that hear thee. So don't tell me works don't matter. Your works are part of your salvation.
It's the result of your salvation.
Okay. If you don't have works, it means you're not even working in God.
They're right.
You never mentioned repentance.
Yes, it is repentance.
Brother, did he mention repentance?
If you have
He didn't mention repentance.
If you have repentance, you have Jesus, the Spirit of Christ within you. And if you have the Spirit of Christ...
You never mentioned being born again, that you must be born again.
Yes, it is.
I'm helping you with the gospel here. You didn't mention it. He said you have a good gospel. You're really lacking. The demons believe your gospel. Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. The demons believe that, sir.
Of course they do.
Well, that's all you preached. You got to repent. You got to come out of your false dead religion.
Yes.
You got to be born from above. The fruit that you're born from above is holiness and obedience. Come out of false religion, which you guys haven't.
Endure
to the end, sir.
That's
what you got to do, sir. Unless you do that, you have no hope.
That's
we love you.
I am.
We love you. I hope you repent to the saving of your soul.